For rural healthcare, energy resilience is care continuity. Learn how energy as a service can support resilience, cost predictability, and continuity of care. By Becky Wera. Summary. For rural healthcare, energy isn't just a utility expense, it's a clinical and financial risk. This thought leadership article explains energy as a service, EAAS, in plain language, and shows how rural hospitals, clinics, and community care hubs can use performance-based models to improve reliability, reduce operational burden, and make costs more predictable. It includes a decision framework, common pitfalls to avoid, and practical next steps leaders can take in the next 30 days. Why energy strategy belongs in the Rural Healthcare Resilience Plan. In rural healthcare, an outage is not just an inconvenience. It can become a clinical event. Reliable power supports emergency departments, procedure rooms, medication and vaccine refrigeration, HVAC, IT systems, communications, water, and infection control. When those systems are interrupted, the ability to deliver care can be interrupted as well. For critical access hospitals, rural clinics, skilled nursing facilities, and community care hubs, energy resilience is directly tied to patient safety, operational continuity, and community access to care. Yet rural healthcare leaders often face a difficult reality. The infrastructure needs are real, but the capital and staffing capacity to address them may be limited. Aging buildings, deferred maintenance, generator testing requirements, utility cost volatility, and lean facilities, teams all compete with broader financial pressures. Even when modernization is clearly needed, traditional capital-funded projects may be hard to prioritize. Energy as a service, EAAS, offers another option. Through an EAAS model, rural healthcare organizations can pursue energy upgrades through a performance-oriented service agreement rather than a large upfront purchase. Solutions may include efficiency improvements, lighting, controls, battery storage, on-site generation, backup power modernization, monitoring, and ongoing operations and maintenance. Done well, EAAS helps shift the conversation from what equipment should we buy to what outcomes do we need to protect care. For rural healthcare, those outcomes include uptime, cost predictability, reduced maintenance burden, and confidence that critical services can continue when the grid is under stress. Rural realities matter here. The U.S. Government Accountability Office, GAO, has documented that rural hospital closures reduce access to services and can force patients to travel farther for care, making continuity and resilience not just operational issues, but access issues. At the same time, rural hospitals face intensified financial pressure. Recent analysis from the Shardy Center for Rural Health describes a growing share operating in the red. Even if your facility is stable today, your community's resilience depends on your ability to stay open tomorrow. Rural healthcare is uniquely impacted. The rural grid and the rural facility are both long-tail, rare, high-impact events problems. Rural outages are not only about frequency, they're about restoration time and resource constraints. The U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, tracks reliability using the System Average Interruption Duration Index, SAIDI, and the System Average Interruption Index, SAIFI, and separates major event days from normal operations because a facility's greatest outage risk may come from a few severe events, exactly when rural hospitals have the least margin for failure. According to EIA's Electric Power Annual 2024, U.S. electricity customers experienced an average of 11 hours of power interruptions in 2024, with major events accounting for 80% of the hours without electricity. While this is a system-wide customer average rather than hospital-specific data, it underscores why rural healthcare facilities should plan for long-duration, high-impact outage scenarios rather than relying on typical outage averages. For rural hospitals and clinics, the operational consequences are amplified by fewer backup redundancies, older electrical infrastructure and deferred maintenance, limited on-site engineering coverage, and supply chain fragility during regional disasters, fuel delivery, parts, contractor availability. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Assistant Secretary for Preparedness and Response, Technical Resources, Assistance Center and Information Exchange and Federal Emergency Management Agency Both provide healthcare-specific guidance for power outages, highlighting the need to identify critical systems, plan for fuel and staffing, and coordinate with community partners. Why energy is a clinical and financial issue in rural care. Once rural healthcare leaders identify outage risk, the next question is how to reduce the size and cost of the resilience challenge. That starts with understanding the facility's energy use. Hospitals are energy-intensive buildings. Energy Star benchmarking shows that hospital energy use intensity varies widely from less than 100 to more than 1,400 kilo British thermal units per square foot across hospitals, indicating that many facilities have both high exposure and real efficiency headroom. DOE's Better Buildings program notes that healthcare accounts for a disproportionate share of commercial energy use, underscoring why energy strategy is now part of core operations. EAAS is one of the most practical tools for responding, especially for rural organizations with limited capital and bandwidth. Done well, EAAS can convert a complicated bundle of upgrades, efficiency, on-site power, controls, maintenance, into a performance-backed service with predictable payments. Clinical risk often begins with non-obvious loads, such as HVAC, IT, and refrigeration. Energy planning isn't just keeping the lights on, it's protecting care pathways. If energy fails, care pathways fail, so energy strategy belongs on the same dashboard as quality, finance, and emergency preparedness. What is energy as a service? EAAS is a contract model in which an energy partner or energy services organization, ESCO, designs, finances through a financial partner, installs, operates, and maintains energy improvements. The healthcare organization pays for the service over time, often based on agreed-upon outcomes such as savings, availability, resilience, or performance. The American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, ACEEE, describes service-based models in which customers repay through periodic fees tied directly or indirectly to realized savings, often with the provider taking on performance risk. Many EAAS deals resemble a family of as-a-service structures, including energy service agreements, ESAs, for efficiency, provider may own equipment during term, power purchase agreements, PPAs, for on-site generation, pay per kilowatt hour, availability resilience contracts, pay to keep backup power ready and reliable, so your critical services can keep running during an outage. You are not paying for the electricity you use. You are paying for readiness and performance. In practice, rural healthcare often benefits from bundling efficiency, controls, backup modernization, on-site generation, storage, microgrid controls, and operations and maintenance, O&M. 5 outcomes to demand from EAAS. EAAS should be evaluated by the outcomes it delivers, not by the equipment included in the package. For rural healthcare, those outcomes are practical. Keep care running, preserve capital, reduce maintenance burden, improve cost predictability, and support community resilience. Solar, storage, backup generation, controls, indoor air quality improvements, and O&M services are not standalone goals. They are tools that should be combined only where they support measurable care, continuity, and financial objectives. This outcomes-based view is especially important for rural hospitals and clinics because capital, staffing, and outage response resources are often limited. A strong ES program should define what critical loads must remain available, what performance commitments are required, who is responsible for maintenance and monitoring, and how savings or uptime will be measured. When structured well, EAAS can help rural providers modernize infrastructure while keeping the focus where it belongs. Reliable care, predictable cost, and community access. What an EAAS project includes. 1. Reduce the load you must back up. Recommissioning, fixing control sequences, HVAC optimization and VFDs, lighting retrofits and controls, envelope improvements where feasible. 2. Prioritize and shape loads before adding supply. Load shedding priorities, clinical versus non-clinical. temperature setbacks for non-occupied zones during outages, generator testing integrated with clinical operations. 3, add on-site distributed energy resources, solar PV when feasible, battery storage, ride-through, peak, resilience, combined heat and power, CHP, where there are strong thermal loads and gas reliability, modernize backup generation and switchgear. NREL emphasizes defining resilience objectives and designing accordingly, rather than starting with a favorite technology. 4, controls, monitoring, and cybersecurity. Microgrids and building controls are connected systems. The National Institute of Standards and Technology, NIST, Operational Technology, OT, Security Guidance, explicitly includes building automation systems, which is directly relevant when your energy systems become more software-defined. Shrink, shape, supply, and secure. EAAS isn't a single technology. It's an engineered service built from 4 buckets. Hospitals should approach energy resilience by starting with clinical need, not equipment selection. The goal is not to back up every square foot of a facility equally. It is to identify the services that must continue during an outage and the electrical, mechanical, IT, and environmental systems that support them. That distinction is especially important for rural healthcare organizations, where capital is limited, facilities teams are lean, and prolonged outages can quickly become care continuity events. The shrink, shape, supply, and secure model provides a practical sequence. First, reduce avoidable energy use, then prioritize and manage loads based on clinical importance. Next, size generation, storage, and backup systems around the remaining needs. Finally, secure performance through controls, monitoring, testing, cybersecurity, and O&M. Following this order helps hospitals avoid overbuilding, reduce cost, and focus resilience investments on the loads that matter most to patient care. 3 pathways to modernize rural healthcare energy systems. Table 1 is a comparison of 3 approaches to modernizing rural healthcare energy systems: traditional capital purchase, performance contracting, and energy as a service. The key takeaway is that EAAS can reduce upfront capital needs and shift more maintenance and performance responsibility to the provider, but it also requires clear contract terms to avoid lock-in or unclear accountability. What to demand contractually? 1, resilience and reliability. EAAS can contract for resilience outcomes such as critical load served, kilowatts during outages, ride-through duration, hours or days, with defined assumptions, automatic islanding capability, microgrid operation, black start, ability to start your on-site power system when the grid is down, and restoration sequencing, power quality for imaging/IT loads, testing cadence and reporting. The National Renewable Energy Laboratory, NREL's, microgrid conceptual design guidance emphasizes a structured process. Define loads, assess risk scenarios, model solutions, and validate controls and operations. FEMA's guide emphasizes improving facility resilience to outages through planning and system design. Also important, CMS, survey, and code interpretations are increasingly acknowledging microgrid approaches in the healthcare context. For example, references to healthcare microgrid systems in relation to National Fire Protection Association, NFPA, 99 editions. 2, financial predictability. Rural hospitals, under financial stress, can struggle to justify large CapEx even when ROI is strong. GAO documents the access consequences of rural hospital closures, while industry analyses highlight operating margin stress. AAS can help by shifting CapEx into a service payment, smoothing costs into predictable budgets, enabling bundled measures so fast payback efficiency helps support resilience assets. 3, O&M and monitoring. With lean teams, outsourced monitoring and maintenance can be as valuable as the equipment. EAAS often includes 24/7 monitoring and alarms, preventive maintenance schedules, compliance documentation support, testing logs, performance reports, parts and service response commitments. 4. Sustainability and compliance. Efficiency reduces emissions and operating costs simultaneously. DOE Better Buildings reports healthcare partners have saved substantial dollars since 2011 and notes the sector's outsized energy footprint. Because hospitals use so much energy, even small improvements can materially reduce operating costs, and high baseline demand means you need more backup capacity to sustain critical services during outages. EAAS can also incorporate cleaner on-site generation, storage, and demand responses while maintaining clinical reliability requirements. 5. Patient and community benefit. When the hospital stays online, the community retains a place for triage and stabilization, a warming/cooling center during temperature extremes, continuity for dialysis coordination, oxygen-dependent patients, and home health support. Use cases, right sizing, EAAS for different rural healthcare settings. Archetypes and the critical load, minimum viable microgrid. Start with what must stay on, then build outward. Table 2 shows how different rural healthcare facilities can right-size resilience based on their most critical loads. It compares critical access hospitals, rural clinics, long-term care facilities, and community hospital campuses, showing which systems should stay online first and how facilities can start with targeted batteries, controls, backup modernization, and selective circuits before expanding later. The following examples translate the planning logic just described into common rural healthcare settings. Archetype 1, critical access hospitals, single campus. Typical pain points, aging switchgear, generator testing burden, HVAC reliability, peak demand charges, and limited capital. EAAS package idea. HVAC controls optimization and recommissioning. LED and lighting controls. Battery storage for ride-through and peak shaving. Solar, where site conditions allow. Microgrid controller to prioritize ED, OR, MED, refrigeration, IT, generator modernization and testing plan. Archetype 2, rural clinic network, multiple small sites. Typical pain points, uneven building conditions, small staff, refrigeration issues, and IT vulnerabilities. EAAS package idea. Standardized controls and remote monitoring across sites. Small storage for refrigeration/IT ride-through. Efficiency bundles, lighting, heat pumps where feasible. Coordinated procurement and reporting. Archetype 3, long-term care, skilled nursing. Typical pain points, HVAC continuity, resident safety, staffing constraints. EAAS package idea, HVAC resilience, thermal strategy and backup power for key zones, load management and generator coordination, indoor air quality and ventilation reliability planning aligned with outage guidance. Archetype 4, EMS/dispatch and community resilience hub. Typical pain points, communications uptime, fuel logistics, and serving as a public shelter. EAAS package idea, dedicated critical comms and power conditioning, islanding plan for multi-day operation, backup power for communications and dispatch equipment, storage or generation sized for priority circuits, economics and contracting, measurement and verification, M&V. If payments depend on savings, define baseline period, for example, 24 to 36 months. Adjust factors, weather, occupancy, service line changes. What counts as savings? Kilowatt hours, Q kilowatts demand, fuel, maintenance, avoided rentals. Independent verification and audit rights. EPA's ESPC overview underscores the centrality of guaranteed savings and performance accountability. Service level agreements, SLAs, uptime guarantee, resilience is a service, so specify it. For rural healthcare, a serious EAAS contract should define critical circuits and kilowatts served. Minimum runtime under defined scenarios. Response time for faults. Maintenance / testing schedule. Penalties or remedies for non-performance. Use FEMA and ASPR Tracy outage planning guidance as your requirements backbone to translate planning needs into contract specifications. Pricing structures. Fixed service fee, bundled, predictable. Shared savings, provider paid from verified savings. Availability payment, pay for guaranteed capacity and uptime. Hybrid, often best, efficiency supports resilience economics. In performance-based models, pricing is structured to align payments with the value delivered. The US EPA notes that energy savings performance contracting is designed to deliver savings at least equal to the amount of the payments needed to finance the improvements, and may use a shared savings approach. Likewise, FERC explains that capacity markets pay not for energy produced, but for the ability to produce power when needed. A useful parallel to EAAS contracts that pay for guaranteed uptime and standby capability. Conclusion and action plan. Next 30 days. Build a one-page critical load list and downtime tolerance map. Convene a 60-minute cross-functional meeting, CFO, facilities, IT, clinical, compliance. Pull 24 months of utility bills and any interval data. Inventory generators, ATS, switchgear age, condition, and last test outcomes. Choose your procurement lane, CAPEX, EPC, ESPC, EAAS, and draft an evaluation rubric. Shortlist partners and request concept proposals that include resilience, SLAs, and M&V plans. Identify complementary funding sources and assign someone to verify current eligibility. Final key takeaway: rural healthcare organizations do not need to solve every infrastructure challenge at once, but they do need to know which clinical loads must remain available, for how long, and under what outage conditions. Energy resilience is not a facility side project. It is part of the care continuity plan. EAAS can be one credible pathway when the contract is built around measurable outcomes, operational accountability, and governance,